Okay. We're starting. It's supposed to say what file this is, but it doesn't. I don't see where it says what file it is. So,
Well, I'm
sorry, Rabbi Yitzchak. I apologize. It doesn't say what file it is. So it's Monday night, and it's the third Mishnah Brura Shir in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. What's today? It's Tuesday night. Tuesday night, the third Shir in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Simen Tov Kuf Pei Gimel. The third Shir in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Tov Kuf Pei Gimel. Dvarim Shenagim Lechol B'Leil Rosh Hashanah. Uvol Bei Se'ifim. Yei Adam Rogel, there's a famous Gemara in Krisus, I believe, yes. Where the Gemara says, Simona Milsahi. You do things L'Simon Tov, it's not called Kishuf, it's not called a forbidden kind of sorcery, of magic. It's just a Simon Tov. You eat certain foods, you say Yehi Ratzon. Many learn it's just a trick to focus you on the Yehi Ratzon, and you can really say the Yehi Ratzon in a vacuum also, except the human psyche doesn't really focus well in a vacuum, so you make a Simon Tov, and then you're able to focus on your tefillah more. The Gemara says it in this context. It's a member of Abaye that Simona Milsi and eat these things on Rosh Hashanah. Some are gairis that you don't really have to eat them, you just have them there. You look at them and Yayodim Rogel Lechol B'Rosh Hashanah Rubya. You get these charts, it tells you what the English word is. Dainu Tilson, Karti, Silka, Tamri is dates, Crow, pumpkin, squash, whatever. Ukshayochal Rubya. Yomar, so you say it's a play on words. So you say Yiratzon Sheyibus Chuyosenu, or some people do it by mer and carrots. Mer is Yiddish for more. Karti is Yikartu Sonenu, Silka Yistalka Sonenu, Tamar Yitamu Sonenu, Kro Yikar Exardinenu, Yikaru Lefanechos Chuyosenu. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'adin Mashmika B'Lashonos Achayim Loshon Revia. Yochal, kol medina b'dinah k'lashona, you make a play on words, whatever medina you're in. Like I say, in Yiddish they use merim. People have nothing to do before Rosh Hashanah, so they make up different simonim using English words, and it's a lot of fun. And again, the point is to focus on the hirotzen that you're going to be saying. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Beis that you say Shem Hashem. The Mechaber just says Yiratzon, but the Mishnah Berurah says, "Come on, don't be scared." Yiratzon Mufanecha Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu Sheyirbu Zchuyoseinu. Maybe some people have the meaning not to say it with Shem Hashem. I don't know. I say it with Shem Hashem because of your Rabbi B'Shem Hashla Yisor Adam B'Tshuva Sheyoma Yiratzon. The Yispalal Zebelev Shalem. It's a way of spurring you to focus on the Yiratzon, to really mean it. Okay, so those are the simonim and the mechaber, and you can make up your own simonim and your own words. Hagav, the yeshno agin lecho tapuach mosok bedvash, a sweet apple in honey. The omrim tischadish aleinu shana musuka. Again, the Eshochim Rimonim, the Omenibus Chuyas Kerimon, because Chazal already talk about how a Rimon is an Indian of Ribui. The Noagim Lechol Bosor Shomein, the Cholmine Masika, in the olden days it used to be good for you. Now it's bad for you. It's probably a bad summer nowadays. But you know, if you eat whole wheat bread in the Gemara's times, you're an animal. People ate nice, good white bread. Go figure. Yeah.
Second night,
what? Sorry? Some people do, some people don't, and there it's a film. My impression is that most people don't. I do. Can't get the gullus out of me. It doesn't really make a difference, or you make a, the dvash is a shmir. The tapuch is the ikr, so mevarech olav potur hadvash. The dvash is just a shmir. Because it's not really part of the meal, it's fruit, it's peiros. You should have in mind to be motzi. Let's say you'll be eating the rino, and you'll be eating the tamarim, whatever fruit you'll be eating, you'll be motzi. If you happen to know hilchos brachas, you know that an apple doesn't come first to make a bracha over, but there's a menu here. So the din is when you have an option, so you pick, let's say, from the Shiva Minim. But here, you eat the tapuach right away. I mean, that's why l'chayr is no problem. That's why I don't talk about it. If you want to make a problem out of it, you could. But, the apple comes first, and the rimon you eat later, so there's no conflict. Okay, v'yesh nogan l'tabel hamotzi b'dvash, which always results in hesach hadas, but can't fight the minhag. Because you're waiting for that honey to like drip off the thing, and then you give it out, and then your kids go, ugh, ugh, ugh. What? It's when the person makes hamotzi, it's like you make hamotzi. It's very hard to stay concentrating and focused on the bracha. You're not allowed to have any interruption between a bracha and the eating, and it's quite hard to stay focused. If that's your whole interruption, is your oisik in getting the honey not to drip on the tablecloth, and your wife is yelling at you, your kids are fighting, and you do your best. Sometimes I'm a very mean father. Sometimes when my kids get too ornery, I make them make another bracha. By Kiddush, by Hamotzi, if they mess around too much, I say, I'm sorry, Heschadas, you have to make your own bracha. That's called a hetzik already between my bracha. Then they start crying because it's very embarrassing not to be yotzei with your father's bracha. Very embarrassing. Like I say, I'm a mean guy. Tishchadesh. I have another thing I do that's really mean. Really, I have a thing in my house, you have to make a bracha out loud. And if you make a bracha low, it doesn't count. And I make them make a bracha again. And they say, the bracha latol, it's a bracha latol, I made a bracha already. I say, in this house I was kogea, if you make a bracha low to yourself, it's like you didn't make a bracha, it doesn't count. So, let's make a bracha loud. Yomar Abba Kosha, people don't, you can do it with adults also, believe me. Yomar Abba Kosha, achar ascholos o achilo, but they should also hafzik being bracha la achila. Actually, but the evidence probably wouldn't be a hafzik, because it probably would be no worse than the things you're allowed to say after a bracha, like hav milcha and things like that. But that's what I would say, but the evidence. But certainly la achila. So you make your bar priho eitz and you eat it, and then you say your yehi rotzon. Tzchadei shona masuka balken yeshin nimnoan levashol brasha shona minei chaimetz bar. Spicy foods, sour foods, pickled foods. Alken ochlim dogim l'simona shifu b'yivu b'dogim eim v'ashen osu b'chomis. People don't eat crane from Rosh Hashanah till, I don't know, till when. My minig is till Sukkos. Then Sukkos we have crane and honey together. Like Pesach Sheni, honey to matzah imu v'vayis. Balken ochlim dogim, yeah. B'nei kolaylin yonamoysh and I call the simon tov. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, fella, all this stuff is like not nonsense, but it's all, you're just doing it with simon tov. V'lachem pshita she yizor mo'ok shlo yichos b'yonamaylu. That is also a simon tov. You simon tov, you want a good year. You have to be calm, relaxed, chilled out. Don't get angry from Rosh Hashanah service from Yitzhuva. V'levav goydel ha'isr, v'chal of getting angry, and Kadesh Yil Simon Toiv. That would be the best Simon Toiv. If you stop yelling at your wife and you start stop yelling at your kids, and your kids stop yelling at each other. That would be the best siman toiv. It's a good hanhaga in the house. Everybody eats an apple and honey, and a challah and honey. Type up this mishnah brura, make a big sign on the wall, and say the biggest siman toiv is to speak softly one to another. You have a good thing to try to do, a service from a tshuva. Everybody should speak softly and say please and thank you to each other and excuse me. That's a good siman for a service from a tshuva. Type up the mishnah brura, put it on the wall. Ragia, I could start a gun already. Ragia someach libo ubatuach b'ashem im tshuva masum tovim. Yeah, don't be in a bad mood. A service from a halavai we would be in a bad mood on both sides. But that's what the mishnah brura says. Don't be in a bad mood. Be confident. Quietly confident. Okay. What else are we eating? Siv Beis, Ochlim Rosh Keves. So you get it in Yerushalayim? What's the name of that Hechsher? It's so good. The Beit Zion, is that what it's called? They sell it there. You can get a Rosh Keves. You can get with it. It costs more if you want with the eyeball. Lema, Nia L'Rosh V'lo L'Zonov. And that's the real simon is the Rosh Keves. Zechel Eilu Shel Yitzchak. That's why the aisle is the real simon. We get by with a fish. Of course, it's hard to get Rosh Keves. At least in America it was for many years, to get a good shechita Rosh Keves. Here, if you don't want to trust the heksher, or you get with not such a good heksher, so you put it on the table and don't eat it. Many Rishonim bring down the simonim just with the food sitting on the table, not eating it. So, okay. The Tov Yosef Shel Ayil, that's even better than a Rosh Keves, it's an ayil. What do I have? I don't even know what I have. I don't even know. I just know it has the eyeball and the teeth and the jaw and the eyeball. Leim olia rosh v'al kena main lo rosh keves yochol rosh achas shal behem rosh alof. But we do dogim. Okay, so that's another thing we eat for siman toiv. Ago yesh medaktikim shal lechol egozim, which means walnuts. She egoz begematria chet, if you don't count the aleph. And everybody knows the joke. I'll say it at the expense of... You must have heard the joke. It says not to eat egozim because egozim is b'gematria chet. Don't forget that chet is also b'gematria chet. Ba'od, she'ein marvin kicha v'niya u'mevatlin ha'tfila. Ba'okhen el anor alom ha'posuk v'sashuk v'shil shom kol chatol seinu, which we do indeed, except we don't have anor, but we do our best. V'gam no'agim shlolishim b'yom Rosh Hashanah, which means you have to daven v'sikin, because we'll see the Mishnah Brura. After davening, you can go to sleep. At night, you can go to sleep. So when is the Ramah talking about? When are you not supposed to sleep? Teretz is in the morning. Not supposed to sleep in the morning. So really, every shul should be davening v'sikin, because you shouldn't be sleeping after Alos HaShachar and Rosh Hashanah, because that's what the Ramah means. But that's the only time he's talking about, is that time frame from Alos HaShachar till... Okay, this year it's not so bad. No, what time is that? 7 o'clock. So Nate's is already... Okay, so Alos is probably 5:30 around. Nate's will be 6:40. Alos is 5:30. Oh, not so bad. To be Mekayim Vishenor, you should not sleep after Alos on Rosh Hashanah morning. The Mishnah Berurah will say that after davening, you could already, the Arizal says, because Nimtaku Hadinim, and if that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. So the Ramah wouldn't be talking about that. Even if you don't hold like the Ari, obviously the Ramah wasn't talking about that if that's what the Ari says. And at night, you can go to sleep. Nobody says don't go to sleep at night, Rosh Hashanah. It means the morning, you wake up, it's the Yom HaDin. What are you sleeping in bed? You know? You're supposed to be apprehensive, somewhat. Mishnah Berurah. Hanor, Veloma Toshav Tachameinu. You know, leave it to the Jews. The Ramah has one pasuk, and we end up with a siddur with like 20, 30 pages. Hanar, yeah, Mishundisa Mimeva, Shavar Avram Avinu Matzavar B'mayim, Shavach Lakribu Al Gabe, it's like Kiddush Rava, Shabbos morning. So it started off as Lashon Saginoyar, because there's nothing to say. So you just make a Bor Priya Gofon. By the time we got through with it, Taka Kiddush Rava, not a joke. And that took place on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Ayil. That's Akedah's Yitzchok. There's a big thing on Rosh Hashanah. it's the laning, blowing the shofar shel ayil, eating the rosh ayil. So some say that part of the inyan of the nohar is also to evoke that mesiras nefesh part of the story of Avraham Avinu on his way to the Akedah. The owner also says Zechel Akedah. Not a good idea to go in the water up to your neck, though. The Tov Leilach L'Mokum Sheish Bo Dogim Chayim, the Sinin Shalom Tishlo Bonawayin Hara, Benifer Benibre Kedogim, the Baksodim Kos of Noro, Be'er, the Tov Shiyim in Chutz Lo'ir. I don't know why. The Yesh Leilach B'Yom Rishon Akar Mincho Kodim Shkiyah Sakamo, which is what we do, Lama Pasuk Mikel Kamocha, which is what we do, Akon Lashano, with Mitzvahs Mokabis Reason, Shechodi Mishim Shabbat, Ochon Bishenil in Noor, which is what we do, Beshem Neshano Chutzlum, Shem Aitzor 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 Shem And now famous last words of the Mishnah Berurah, type this up and put this on your wall. The Yoshein Bottle to Yoshein Dami. Okay, everybody knows what that means? Vayim Chayodim Shekosav, Ba'achar Ha'achila Yikva Atzmo L'Limod, Vim Chaza, whatever you have to Chaza. Now you have something to learn. Vim Roshav Kodei Rolav, Yishan Ma'at, you know, you fall asleep, you doze off. And the Yeshalo below them, Yeshnogim Ligmar Kalatilim, which is always a good idea. Let's learn one sift in the next simen. Einonim Halo B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim. Why would you? I guess because it's a Moed. It's for a Moed. So, it's like saying Shechayanu. So you would say Halel. But we don't. Why? Because it's real. This is a real thing. L'Fisha Sifrei Chaim HaMeitzim Tzuchim Be'ech Yom HaShira. Babakov Shana Batuchim Shanaitas Hatem, but then as we just learned, supposed to have quiet confidence. That's the balance you're striking. By the day, Kachni Zochel is Chus. Ado Benogin Lomar Vidim Alkeen, what I'll say there. I'm sorry, Roshana Biyom Kippurim, Shana Tilim Cholem, Matanabim Halab Yom Roshana Biyom Kippur, Shari Lomar, that's part of the Seder Ayom. Kime Shanam also Derech Shiva, Rak Derech Chinu Bakosha. Right, which is the same by a lot of things. If you say Tillim, you will come across Lamatzayat, you will come across Tachanun for that matter. But you say it. You might come across Halal Shalom on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Benogim Lomar Vidim Alkeinu Alma Seder, Mimushabas Einomim also, Umarichim Bepiyutu Utfilos Ad Chatzos. That's because you start, before you feel so superior to the Ramah, remember he started at Alos. There's no mean trick to go to Chatzos. You start at Alos, you know. Mishnah Berurah Al Seder. Lafukim Nevez Rabbi Seish. What does it mean Al Seder? What's the point here? What's the Hadrasha? Of course, the Beis Seish holds Medalgim Mechavokim Shemas Kechei. On Rosh Hashanah. Uludidei Einonim Mavidim Akein Chotenu Lefenecha. Nei Sheinonim Vidim Rosh Hashanah. Kedei Shvolitim Vizkotel Amakachei. But we do say it. The Lema Pesukim Keshma Maskaras Chet and Kepedu Lechili Alma Kimishinu Derech Vidui. Lefeish Amachsun Lefeish Avidim Akein Chotenu Lefenecha. Komar Adoseinu Chotu. That's the first three. Nice chat. Which is not like the way it's printed in most of Durim. He pressed God hard by we just had that concept? Yesterday, first you say l'chaim, and then you say l'chaim tovah. Yes, but a small thing first, then the bigger thing. Shkoyach. Yeshlomer kalei hakof bepata v'alamed b'tzeirei. That's a command. Kalei devir. Atav b'sim tovah shchov beis kosav. Sheishlomer ruagzar v'neshima achas. Like Shoram Trua. Da'ino sheyikra hu yisbar chalosh b'gzeirei.
מה שנש בגזירו יהיה לרחמם. אם הוא שבס אינם מוסו הטעם שישר הם צורכים בשבס, but it's really symbolic, because when Shabbos comes out, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we spend the whole day Sholem Shvachim. It's more of a symbolic deletion to show that it's Shabbos. Back to Chol Rosh Hashanah, Be'er Shabbos, the Mincha Ein Omer Mavinu Malkeinu. At Chatzos, the Chol HaPochus, at least, in Chol B'Shabbos, Ein La'arich Yosem at Chatzos, to the Chol Yochol La'arich, even if it means you'll fast, because Rosh Hashanah, maybe you're allowed to fast, put that up on the wall of your house.